Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the wonderful, lovely, ever beautiful island nation of Sri Lanka. And yes, alas, it has been a time. It's been an interesting last several weeks. One beautiful, beautiful, wonderful thing, my sister, my older sister who I love quite dearly, is now the happily wed wife of a wonderful guy from Italy named Matteo. And yes, it's interesting just to see how this life keeps shifting and changing, and even the dynamics of the family that I'm part of. Yeah, I know, it's pretty incredible. So life continues to move and to change and twists and turns, good and even that which seems to be bad. The scriptures promise God causes all things to work together for the good of those of the called, of those who love Him according to His the called, according to His purpose. So those who love God, those who walk with Him, those that seek Him, I know I'm hodgepodging the scriptures today because, alas, I am driving. Romans 8:28. But God takes care of His own. And no matter what it is that you may be going through, no matter what it is that you may be struggling with, He is there, He is with you, He is in it, and He will bring you through. All you got to do is trust Him. All you got to do is hold on. And all you have to do is overcome. I know, this whole overcoming thing. You know, people have a hard time with it because, you know, people want out. But God wants you to go through. And the difficulties that we face, they are firing experiences of our soul. Just like pottery, just like making glass, just like making something beautiful out of gold or silver. I had a chance to see so many of these different things, how they took place in Italy. Boy, just an appreciation for the work of master craftsmen. And of all the artists that ever were and ever will be, I am. Christ Jesus, our Father, is the ultimate as far as an artist. Just go outside and look at the sky. God's handiwork in what He does in just living art. And you are an extension of His art. If you would, by your free will, this is even again one of the mysteries of this whole thing, by your free will, if you would bow your knee before Him and submit to His process, He would make out of you what you were destined to be. Ah, yes, I know. The struggles, the tests, the trials, the tribulations of life, sometimes they really, really suck. I know. It's okay. Hey, it's all right. Look, because see, it's this life is short, and even in the shortness of this life, you will see victory in this life, on this side of eternity. As you look to Him, as you walk with Him, He will take you to and through that place. You will overcome because you're in Him. You know, the victory that's available to us in Christ Jesus, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it is a process. You know, when I was kind of starting out in this walk and in this journey and all of that, I didn't understand it as much as I do now. And I'm sure in time to come I'll understand it much more even. But I realize now a degree much more of the process that God puts us through and the reason for that. You know, my sister recently, she showed me, she had this real beautiful pearl necklace. And but you know, the process of making a pearl, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but you know, you get one of those oysters. And it's because a piece of sand gets, you know, wedged inside, and they're very sensitive. And so what the oyster starts to do is, because of that irritation, it starts coating that piece of sand with an enzyme that then hardens, which ultimately that's where you get a pearl from, is that, and it just keeps coating it more and more over time. So a very large pearl is something that's been coated over a very long period of time. And that's why when the difference between natural pearls and cultured pearls is, a natural pearl is something that just exists in nature. It's something that happens in nature. Whereas a cultured pearl is, they actually create these farms where they man deliberately puts that sand in there to aggravate the oyster that then starts coating it and making the pearl. So, you know, it's, we go through that. Diamonds, diamonds, my sister had some beautiful ones for her wedding, and but the process of a diamond, it's just, it's heat and pressure over time. Incredible heat and incredible pressure that takes what would be an otherwise seemingly worthless lump of coal and presses it into making it something that is extraordinary and beautiful. And even then, after it's gone through the heat and the pressure, then it needs to be, well, after it's mined and found, it needs to be cut, and then it needs to be polished. And all of this is part of the process of making something that is a thing of beauty. Is something that people see it, they're like, oh my gosh, wow, that is something. And we are in God's hand. We as God's people are in God's hand. And so often people fall short because they don't lean on Him. They're not one in Him, submitting to that process. And rather they would try to do things of their own accord, of their own way, of their own ability. And the problem down the line is that you can't do it in yourself. If you try to do it in yourself, you are going to crash on your face. If you try to do it apart from Him, look, there's a way that seems right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. You try to do it apart from Him, it's going to be a mess. But if you live in Him, and in Him you live and move and have your being, if you do that, He is going to make that way for you through this whole firing process. This process is necessary because, see, this is also, look, this life is just a dressing room for eternity. This life is just it's just a window. And we're here for a window. We're here just for a very short period of time. During this period of time, during this window that we're here, God is cultivating in you, if you would submit to it, your eternal being. He's growing that in you. And if you turn your back on that, which you have free will, the ability to choose it, for those that have chosen the other way, chosen the way of the world, they chose to go in a different direction and become something that is in a different direction, is irredeemable, is eternal trash, is eternal garbage, is eternally unredeemed and thrown away. Just like the devil and his minions, who now rage a spiritual war against the saints of God and God's people, because they're so angry and so perplexed, and because, look, you can't get God. So, because the devil can't get God, because God isn't gettable, because the devil can't get God, the devil comes after God's people. The devil comes after you and I. And, you know, look, and it's not, so it's not even about us per se, it's about him. So he attacks us to try to get to him, or to try to throw something at him, to try to hurt God's heart, to try to distort God's creation, to try to thwart God's plan, which has already been written. You know, and here's what's so ironic, is that everything that the devil does contributes to the fulfillment of God's plan. So every step that he takes to try to hurt the Father, to try to distort the human genome and to mess with what God has made, every step that he tries to do that, he does it towards his own hurt and his own destruction, soon to reap what he has sown. Alas. It's all right. Look, we're in the middle of this whole thing. We are. By God's design, God's plan, God's purpose, we're here now. This is our window of life. This is our time to be here. This is our season. This is God's plan and purpose, is for you to be right here, right now, in the middle of all of this. It's an amazing time. Gosh, if there was a time in eternity to be alive and to be part of what God is doing, you know, there would have been some pretty cool windows. I know, to be there walking, you know, with Jesus while he was doing what he was doing in the earth, in the flesh, that could have been pretty cool. That would have definitely been a window. There's been a few through time. The early church days would have been pretty amazing to be around. Some different periods. But right now, in the outpouring of what's taking place in the Spirit with God's people, and in what is ramping up on the world side, my gosh, what an amazing time to be here. But, you know, you can't see it through human eyes. If you see it through a natural perspective, your heart will faint. In fact, scriptures talk about how there's that the people and see these things coming upon the world in the days ahead, that men's hearts will fail them. They will literally fail them because they can't, they have no foundation, and they're not prepared for that which is to come. So, yeah, it's a bit of a hard thing to try to navigate through this life. Sure, you can't do it without Christ. Absolutely not. But if you have him and you're walking through it, it's gonna be a trial. It's gonna be a test, but he will carry you through. And you know, in the struggles that we face, you know, don't lose heart. Don't get frustrated. Don't beat yourself up. You know, don't. Give yourself a little break here. Yes, seek the Father. Yes, seek his face. Yes, look to him. But trust him. You know, you got to realize that these things are in control. Look, so much of all that's going on in the world right now, how much of it did you have anything to do with? How much of it did you have a role in? If you're seeking the Father, if you're looking to him, if you're doing what you can, where you can, when you can, as he leads and directs and guides you, that's it. What else are you expecting? You know, we for me, I can't, there's certain things that I cannot, they're not mine to carry. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, so often people shoulder and carry all kinds of things that they were never meant to carry. And where we are right now, you do have your cross to bear. But just that. Just what it is that God has given you to carry. Carry that. Don't carry things that weren't yours to carry. Don't carry things that are not yours to shoulder. Because there's a lot of things, if you try to lift them, you don't have the grace to do it. You know, look, I could go over to a dump truck filled with 50 kg bags of cement and try to lift that thing. I can't do it. And I'm going to wear myself out trying to. But what God, see, when God gives us an instruction, when God tells us to do something, He instructs us to do that which He's given us by His grace the power to do. You know, when God instructed Moses to go back to Egypt and to do everything that happened with Pharaoh there, He had given him the grace to do it. The grace is God's power that works on our behalf. His omnipotent power, His complete and total power, when that is combined with the authority of God released in your life by us being positionally correct with Him, when you're in that place, oh, it's on. It's, and so in that situation, you have, yeah, if God put me in that situation and that power was released to do that, sure, I can lift that dump truck. It's not an issue. But if He's not put me in that, don't try it. Because you don't have that, you don't have the grace of God sufficient for that assignment. So there's people that put themselves in a lot of situations. Look, in the end you want peace. In the end, I want peace. And that peace is and comes when you are in right step with Him. When you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, in oneness with the Spirit of God, that peace is there. And in that place of peace, here's the thing. Your external circumstance and situation doesn't have much to do with that place of peace, because that place of peace is within. So, no, it's a good thing. Oh, it's a good thing to be a child of the living God. He's got His people. He's got us covered. We're going to be all right. So, yeah, you know, wow, what a last few weeks. And, you know, put the audios out when I had the window too, but, you know, this... I don't have a schedule with this. And so I know there's some people that check a lot, and then there's some people that just sort of check randomly. But, you know, we put out what God gives us when we have it. And, you know, we trust that as we turn ourselves over to His Spirit for His work, that this would reach you where you're at with what it is that you need from Him. Because His desire is that you would have the abundant life. His desire is that you and I would know the fulfillment of what it is to be His and to walk with Him in this life in a place where it's not easy and things don't work and things are difficult and hard and trying and testing and all of that. God would have that we know what's real and true here. And then we go on into eternity with that life and with that understanding and with the gratitude that comes from seeing what He carries us through and what He saved us from. Oh yes, God has saved us from so much. God has saved us from ourselves. God has saved us from this world system. God has saved us from our enemy, the devil. God has saved us from some really terrible people. Oh my gosh. And we're His. And we walk with Him. And we live with Him. And we do that which God called us to do. And He blesses us and He takes care of us. You know, I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful that God saved me. I'm so grateful for the life that I now have. You know, and He paid the highest price so that we could have it. So, live in that. Live in that freedom. Live in that truth. Live in the understanding that if you persist to do good, if you continue on the path of life and truth, no matter how hard it gets, that He's going to carry you through and you will be exactly what God made you to be. So, you gut it out? Sure, we all do. But we do it through Him, not in our own ability. And that is why we pray. That is why we align ourselves with Spirit. That's why we look to Him. So, alas, it is a good day. So, anyways, so we're going to get a couple things set back up here. Just getting back in the country. But, I look forward to some pretty amazing days ahead. And with each and every one of us, look, trust. Faith and trust, same word. By trust, you will do all that God intends for you to do. Trust Him. He's got you. So, hey, I love you guys. God bless you. And I'll catch up with you again sometime soon. All right. Hey, have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.